Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Fiona Newton, the co-founder of Productive Events and Training, the creator of the Fitzroy Market, and broadcaster on the Chicks Talking Footy Show. And Fiona, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Always a pleasure, Eric.
And nice to have you back. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, Fiona, what are some of the productivity challenges of remote work, and what are some of the opportunities to be more productive? Let's start there today.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, the beginning of 2020, we were all thrown into a situation where perhaps working from home was nice every now and then to most of the office workforce, except for people that worked in supermarkets or, you know, healthcare workers were working from home. And it threw people into a situation where, we had to meet online. So don't you wish we had bought shares in Zoom at the start of the year? And had to communicate and work from lots of different locations, and online, email traffic and that kind of thing went right up, obviously. But I think it's actually put us in a position where we can actually rethink perhaps some of the ways the office work wasn't working, and some of the challenges that we actually have by all being, you know, crammed in an open office environment with lots of interruptions, and that kind of thing. And then now working from home, a lot of people have said to me that they found it that they've been more productive working from home. So, and I think there's a place for both, depending on whether the work is collaborative or individual work. And then even within that, you know, individual work might be required in a central office if there's particular technology or equipment that needs to be used in a central location. Collaborative work might need to be done all in the same face-to-face place if there's intense brainstorming and strategic work, and also to build team connection and that type of thing. But there's times where we're doing individual and collaborative work that, you know, being in a remote location is much more suitable. I don't know if it's like this in the US, Eric, but in Australia, the average commute time is four and a half hours a week. And, you know, some people have even more. They're traveling an hour each way, and that's 10 hours a week. So can we reduce the amount of commuting that we're doing in our central cities? But also individual work, being able to really get that flow, that focus, and, you know, absorb ourselves in high-quality work that we're just not able to do when, you know, in an office we're being interrupted every 6 or 7 minutes.
Certainly a lot of great points made as we kick things off here today. Now, how can we keep connected with a more remote workforce? Get into some of that from your expertise.
Yeah, I think that is the challenge, is that, you know, it's definitely, you know, there's definitely a connection that happens face-to-face when you're making eye contact with people and you're in a room, and particularly if you're running training sessions or that kind of thing, there's a kind of magic that can happen when we're connected that way. I love what Dropbox have done with this philosophy. They've got a workforce that's right across the world, so they've sort of challenged this tech philosophy of having everyone in Silicon Valley. They've spread their workforce right throughout the world, and they've been doing this for years. And they said what they do is they have bursts of time through the year that's scheduled where it's high intensity, high connection. And they might do that once or twice a year, or just have those connection points. We can do that online too. There's a lot of organisations that have trivia nights, or, you know, just check-in coffees with the team, or Friday night knock-off drinks where everyone's doing, you know, drinks together at the end of the week. So there's lots of ways to do that where we don't have to rely on what we call the water cooler conversation, where there's lots of incidental conversations that can happen in an office environment. We just need to be much more intentional about that now than we perhaps were. But I think that it's still very, very possible, and, you know, it's not something that needs to be reduced just because we're working remotely.
And of course, email and online communication has gone up more during this time. What can you recommend to keep on top of your communication online?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I think this is another thing that hasn't worked well. I think back, when was the last time that the workforce went through such a revolution? It was probably when email was invented and suddenly we're all communicating online. But I think there's become an over-reliance on that form of communication. And the problem with the remote work has been that it's probably gone up rather than down. But there are tools now where we can start to communicate and operate differently. And one of those tools is, you know, things like Microsoft Teams or Google Hangouts. Slack is another, you know, tool that people can use to communicate in different ways, rather than just relying on sending emails back and forth. Because with email, what we're doing is we're emailing just to say hello and have a quick question. We're emailing to send information. A lot of our workflow is generated through the inbox, but it's not necessarily the best place to delegate from and keep track of everything. It really is just a mailbox, but we're treating it like a to-do list. We're treating it like a filing cabinet, and yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on the inbox to do a lot of things, and it can be a really overwhelming place and a cause of stress. And I think they're the two things I think we need to think about is, you know, can we be more flexible with remote work now? And also, can we think about the way that we're communicating and perhaps come up with some solutions?
Some really good things to think about, some great information here. Really appreciate so far what you've shared with us here today. We're speaking with Fiona Newton, the co-founder of Productive Events and Training, the creator of the Fitzroy Market and broadcaster on the Chicks Talking Footy Show. She's joined us here today once again on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, many organizations are using programs like MS Teams, Slack, or Google Hangouts. How will this change the way we work? Touch on some of that.
Well, I think they're really designed to be communication tools and really a virtual workplace. So these tools, I think, are becoming more prominent now because we need a place to operate from that is virtual. And it's going to take a little bit of pressure off the inbox, I think, because what we can do with something like Microsoft Teams, or I'll use that as an example, is we can set up teams within our organisation. So, you know, with my radio show, Chicks Talking Footy, we have a general station team. So everybody that's a volunteer in the radio station or an employee of the radio station is in that group. And then we've got the podcasters, so they're another group. Then we've got the broadcasters, so the people that are on air. We've got the events team, and they're all teams within Microsoft Teams, and then within that you've got different channels. So I can say, okay, broadcasters, well, here's the rosters, and there's a channel underneath that, so everyone that's involved in rostering can be there. Training could be another channel under that, and I can communicate with everybody within those channels. And it just means when I'm just having those quick communications where I say, hey, has anyone seen, you know, the roster spreadsheet, I can't find it in OneDrive. Instead of emailing that to everybody's inbox, I'm just communicating within that team and keeping my internal communications a lot tidier within there. I can link other apps to that. So, you know, group task lists, OneNote, OneDrive, they can all be linked together in one sort of virtual workplace. And the channels of communication can be a lot cleaner than we've got via email. So I think these kind of tools are the way of the future. And it's not just about, okay, well, here's again, like any other tool, it's not just about here's a little function here and there and here's a little bell and whistle. You need to develop really clear processes on how everyone uses them together and have an agreed approach for them to work. But in terms of collaboration, and particularly remote collaboration, these tools become even more important.
Now, another question for you, Fiona. We're connecting more through online meetings than ever before. How can we run those so that we are engaging, which is a challenge?
Yeah, in a lot of ways, we need to create online meetings in a way that is still very engaging. And I think the interaction with online meetings needs to go up rather than down. So what I mean by that is, you know, really using things like the chat box to get responses to what you're saying, get people to even make signals to their camera, thumbs up if you agree with what I'm saying. Can I get everyone to give me jazz hands and applaud, you know, that kind of thing. And then using breakout rooms so that people can have discussions within the meeting, particularly if you're doing online training as well, that can be a really great tool. Also, what I've noticed is people haven't really known how to adjust to talking with a camera online. So if you think about your camera on your computer, think about it as you making eye contact with the people. So a lot of times people are looking at something else on their screen or looking at themselves or someone positioned somewhere else on their screen, and they're not making eye contact. Making sure your camera is actually propped up, sitting at eye level. Imagine the camera on your computer as if you're at a party and you're meeting a stranger, how much eye contact would you make with them? That's when you should be looking at your camera. And it'll make people feel much more connected than when you've got your computer positioned right down or right up. That's a really important part of that too. Also, you really need to prepare for online meetings in a different way, because there's often things to show or technology to manage that you don't have in a face-to-face meeting. So that can be a really important thing too. But I just think make sure your interaction is right up through those meetings. And also, online meetings, I think, in my opinion, need to be slightly shorter than a face-to-face meeting. I don't know about you, Eric, but if I've spent 6 or 7 hours on a Zoom meeting or an online meeting, I'm exhausted by the end of the day. And I think there's just a level of tiredness that people can experience with that. So if a face-to-face meeting would go for an hour, maybe make it a 45-minute meeting.
Fiona, always good to have you with us, especially your expertise on productivity and how to be more productive, and really appreciate the coverage here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, I think it's a really important time for managers and leaders in organizations to rethink and, you know, really consult with the people in your team, the people in your organizations about how they want to work, because we know we can do it. And so is remote work going to work more for someone that has to do a lot of commuting, or for parents that have to do lots of child drop-offs, or for particular type of projects? Is it better for people to be at home, or is it better for people to be in the organisation? I think we have to now, as leaders at this time, become a lot more flexible and a lot more consultative in the way that we're managing. But I think there's huge opportunities to improve the way that we're working and to be much more productive in these times. And I think actually it's been a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because I think we've done a lot of innovation overnight that probably would have taken 5 years. So see it as an opportunity, and I think it's exciting times ahead.
Yes, indeed. No doubt about that. And again, we certainly appreciate your joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. If listeners wanted to get in touch with you or to get more information on you or your services, where's the best place online to connect with you?
Our website's a great place to download. We've got a lot of free stuff that you can download, like I've written a Master Your Inbox ebook. I've also just written a white paper called Productivity in the New Normal, which covers some of the insights about what's going on right now. Productivity Specialist with an S on the end, .com.au is where you can download all of that. Our email address and contact details are all in there as well.
A lot of great resources and access to you as well. And we'll leave these links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help the listening audience in all regards. Again, Fiona, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Fiona Newton, the co-founder of Productive Events and Training, the creator of the Fitzroy Market, and broadcaster on the Chicks Talking Footage Show. And for all the details, simply visit productivityspecialist.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.